Through the pandemic, the island of Kauai has charted its own path. First to impose nighttime curfews, Kauai only recently relaxed their inter-island travel quarantine procedures to match the rest of the state. At the end of August, the Kauai Chamber of Commerce polled 129 local businesses. More than a third said they'd go under if tourism is not back in 6 months. Still, their support for travel restrictions in a county with experience handling economic disaster. Recovering from Hurricanes Eva in 1982 and Iniki in 92 is still pretty fresh for a lot of Kauai people. More recently, there was the 08-09 recession, but by last year, 2019, Chef Mark Oyama of Mark's Place in Lihue says the economy was pumping again.
Restaurants actually suffer when it's really good because we can't get employees. You know, it's hard to get workers at that time.
Oyama also runs Kauai's largest catering company, Contemporary Flavors, had a staff of more than 50.
I do a lot of destination weddings, so there's nothing now. If we did have a food service event where we service it, we end up making like paid lunches over there. We got to pre-pack it and serve it because you can't do a buffet anymore. I've done weddings where the host charters a flight and fly everybody down. And it's like 200 people over here, you know. But for me, I'd rather be safe and people on the island be safe first than trying to get back to where we were.
Oyama has managed to maintain jobs and health care for his workers through the pandemic.
We're all trying to hang on. You know, we're not making money right now. We're just scraping by. We had to cut some hours, and they understood that. You know, I'm lucky. I got great employees, and they're really working hard. You know, like my pastry chef, she's amazing. She's doing all kind of different things to bring business in.
For example, Mark's Place had to cut off requests for their new Korean cream cheese garlic rolls. They only reopened online orders this week.
Right now, you got to do something. We got to think outside the box and something a little bit different now. It can't be status quo right now.
Mark's Place is open for outdoor dining, takeout, and delivery. They post daily and weekly specials on Facebook and Instagram.
We had hurricanes before, and it brought the community back together. To be honest, I'd rather have a hurricane than this. Like when we had the hurricane, you know, the whole neighborhood got together. We had dinner together every night. We cooked together. We shared all our refrigerators and freezers because we had to use them up. We had get-togethers at our houses every night, you know, for dinner. And we got to know each other and we helped repair everybody's houses, you know. That was really nice that time. Yeah. But this time here, you fish, you want to share some fish and stuff, but then just drop off and stay away from everybody, you know. So it's not the same.
Oyama's an avid fisherman, and this week's specials featured fresh-caught ehu and his red wine short ribs with mushroom ragu. He's got an ube flan, fresh ulu chips, and bestsellers like beef stew and Korean fried chicken are sold by the pound for families. Oyama says it's creative survival mode heading into 2021. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.